Okay, hopefully we're live now.
We may just have to talk into my speaker somewhere.
Okay. I don't know why it's not picking that up.
Correct.
For you. That's easier.
That's easy.
There we go. All right. Bulldogs have runners on second and third. There's the pitch. It's going to be low ball. That puts the count at 2-1. Bulldogs up 2-0 with 1 out in the first. Runners on second and third after a bomb from Jaron Pena. And it's Caden Castillo who's up to bat for the Bulldogs. The wind up, the pitch. Castillo fouls it off behind the Bulldogs bench. Now it's a 2-2 count. Still no outs for the Bulldogs, or 1 out for the Bulldogs on what is a hot day in Crane, Texas. Corrales with the windup. There's the pitch. Send the ball behind the catcher. They're going to send the runner home. He's going to be safe. That's Caden Florey, who came in to pinch run for Drew Porter. Safe for the Bulldogs. That puts them up 3-0. That also sent Jaron Pena to third base. So the Bulldogs have 1 out, runner on third, and Castillo is looking at a full count. All right, going to resume play after home plate's kind of wiped clean. Corrales getting his signal from the catcher, making sure Pena stays at third. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be in the dirt and behind the catcher, which is going to send Castillo to first, and Pena's going to stay on third. Now the Bulldogs have runners at first and third. They're leading 3-0 with 1 out here in the top of the first.
Come up and check with his catcher or something.
That's right. It's Holden Rios who's up to bat for the Bulldogs. All right, Corrales checking the runners from the mound. Getting a signal from the pitcher. Throws it over to first, and it's going to be out. They're able to get Castillo cheating just a little too much at first. Corrales threw it over, and so Castillo's out. So that puts the Bulldogs with just a runner on third. 2 outs now, and Holden's count still 0-0. The windup and the pitch. It's going to be behind the catcher. Pena's going to go. Slide face first, and he is safe. So that puts the Bulldogs up 4-0 in the top of the first with 2 outs. I think if I'm right, it's 3 pitches that have gone behind the catcher that have allowed the Bulldogs to score 3 runs on.
Yeah.
And now Rios is up with a 1-0 count and 2 outs. Corrales gets the signal from the catcher, the windup, the pitch. Rios fouls it back. With a 1-1 count now for Rios. No. That's not good. There's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Fouled by Rios again. So he's looking at a 1-2 count with 2 outs.
Let's go,
One and two count for Rios, two outs. No runners on base for the Bulldogs, but they're up 4-0 in the top of the first. There's the pitch. Foul tip swing. He gets behind the catcher, throws it to first, and they get him. So there's three outs into the top of the first. Bulldogs leading 4-0 against Van Horn.
All right. Let's go ahead and look at some of our sponsors, Snyder Iron and Metal, with five locations, and Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. Thank you, Snyder Iron and Metal. Also, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Stormy Sellers. Call Stormy Sellers at 940-674-5435. See if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. At Stormy at 940-674-5435. Another sponsor today is Community Bank of Snyder. Thank you, Community Bank, for sponsoring this game. Industrial Holes and Oilfield Supply. Industrial Holes and Oilfield Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oilfield supply needs. We stock pipe, valves, fittings, oilfield hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs. In Taylor Ranch, the Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs Athletic and wish them all the best in the baseball playoffs. Go get them dogs. Arrowhead Ranch. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter also of the Iowa Bulldog Athletic. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck. Go Bulldogs. Our Booster Club, also proud supporter of the Bulldogs, and we thank the Booster Club for all that they do for all of Iowa High School. Also, First Baptist Church. Our Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service. We have Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids planned for June 19th to the 24th this summer. So head over to fbcira.com for more information. Go Bulldogs. Looks like they're getting ready. Pitch is all warmed up, and they're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning.
All right, it's Jarrett Pena who's going to be pitching for the Bulldogs. And up batting is going to be Corrales for Van Horn. In the bottom of the first inning with the Bulldogs leading 4-0. All right, that's Pena with a called strike first pitch out. Puts the count at 0-1. The windup and the pitch. Swing and strike by Pena. Puts the count at 0-2. All right, Pena with a windup and the pitch. Strike three. Three pitches, three strikes for Jared Pena, the senior. So one out in the bottom of the first. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Up to bat for Van Horn is Gonzalez. Pena gets his signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. So four pitches from Pena so far, four called strikes. Strike two. There's the windup and the pitch. Strike three. Six pitches for Pena. Six strikes. Two batters gone. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the first. And Jarrett pulling all of the weight. For Van Horn, it's going to be Corrales, the pitcher, who's batting now. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike. Golly, yeah. Yeah, that bends a little bit. That counts 0-1. Here's Payne with a windup and the pitch. Strike two. Payne gets a signal from his brother, Jaron. There's the windup and the pitch. Strike three. 9 pitches from Jarek. 3 batters gone. 9 strikes. What a way to start for the Bulldogs.
So at the end of one, the Bulldogs lead Van Horn 4-0. Again, some of our sponsors for today's game is Chempak. Chempak is an oil field chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Buskin. Chempak has been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injection. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. Also want to thank Renegade Services. Renegade Services is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and Scurry County Youth. Renegade Services is the case hole wire line company to call for all your wireline needs. We specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, slick line services, and invention profiles. Sorry about that. For any additional information, contact Gary Gunzett at 325-207-0779. Also, I want to thank Doug and Susie White, lifetime Iowa residents, supporters of Iowa Bulldogs, second-generation graduate with 2 sons and grandson to graduate from Iowa. Black and orange run through their veins. Go Bulldogs. Thank you, Doug and Susie. Also, First Baptist Church in Snyder. First Baptist Church Snyder is located at 1712 27th Street in Snyder. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are available for all ages. And join us in our worship center on Sundays at 10:15. Our praise team leads in your worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join in via Facebook live stream. You'll be welcome with love and a relaxed environment. Be sure to stop by and visit First Baptist Church Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more by visiting our website, fbcsnyder.org, knowing Christ and making him known. Bulldogs coming back to bat now.
Sorry. All right. It's going to be Zane Allen in the batter's box for the Bulldogs. Corrales is going to be pitching still for the top of the first, or top of the second. The windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike just on the outside. Bulldogs leading 4-0. 0-1 count for Allen. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike by Allen. So now it's 0-2. A slight breeze, but it's not blowing through a rocky and I can see anything. And so Corrales steps up and now he steps back up, getting the signal from the pitcher. The windup, the pitch, ball, good eye, just on the outside. So now it's going to be a count of 1-2 for Allen. Again, Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the top of the second. There's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Allen hits a dinger shot out into center field, and it's going to be caught. About halfway out to the wall. Put some contact on it. The center fielder was able to make that catch, though. So there's the first out for the Bulldogs. And now at the plate is going to be Lexan Hernandez.
I coach Lexan Little League, so if he does good, I'll take credit. If not, I won't.
There's the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike by Hernandez. Is that the movie, Todd?
Probably, yeah.
It's an 0-1 count. There's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Called strike, so now it's 0-2. At the top of the second, nobody on for the Bulldogs, one out. Hits on the inside. Lexan was able to put a little bit of the bat on the ball to get a foul. So it's going to keep the count at 0-2 with one out for the Bulldogs, leading 4-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hernandez hits the ball high. It may fall inbound, but there's 2 guys under it, and they're going to catch it. Just past first base, near the foul line, The second baseman was able to run over and catch it. So that's going to be two outs for the Bulldogs. And that's going to send up Raiden Hernandez. Right? Nope. Anthony Luna back at the top of the order for the Bulldogs. Luna's in with two outs. Hits it right back at the pitcher. It rolls into center field. Anthony got a hold of that ball, hit it low. It bounced. I mean, it looked like almost off the pitcher's foot and took an odd angle to get into center field. So Luna is safe at first. Two outs for the Bulldogs. All right, Corrales takes the mound. Luna on his first score of the Bulldogs, and it's Partain batting. The windup and the pitch. Partain hits it into left field. Luna's going to be able to try to take third, and he's going to get it. So the Bulldogs now have runners at first and third after the single by Partain into left field. So now it's Jarrick Pena at bat for the Bulldogs. All right. Giving each other signals and head nods. Partain at first. Luna at third. Pena at the bat. Corrales checking the runners, getting the signal from the catcher. The windup and the pitch. It's a little bit outside. Partain tries to steal. Gets it. So now the Bulldogs have runners at second and third. The catcher tried to pick him off, but the pitcher caught the ball, so it didn't even make it to second. So with two outs in the top of the second, the count is 1-0 for Pena. Partain's at second. Luna's at third. Corrales getting his signal from the catcher to line up the pitch. Pena hits a foul ball back behind the Bulldog bench. That'll put the count at 1-1. Again, runners at second and third for the Bulldogs, leading 4-0 in the top of the second inning with Jarrick Pena at bat. 1-1 count. Corrales, the pitcher, checks the runners. He's checking with the catchers. Wind up the pitch. Pena swings for a strike. So now it's a count of 1-2, one ball, two strikes. For Pena, his last at bat, he hit several people in, if I remember right. We don't know.
He hit the ball.
He hit the ball. He got a hold of it. So runners at second and third. Corrales on the mound, getting the signal, the windup, the pitch. Foul pitch by Pena. It's going to be out at first. No runners are going to score. So, a few hits by the Bulldogs. Now we're going to shift to the bottom of the second.
All right. And we have some more sponsors, too. Let you know about Mark and Sheila Harlan back in the Bulldogs and all they do.
So, again, Pizza Hut and Snyder. Pizza Inn and Snyder. Pizza Inn has a buffet and salad bar all day. They have a great team price. Call ahead to let them know you're coming.
First Church of God, our Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Sonic Drive-In in Snyder. Half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Family night every Tuesday from 5 to close and half-price single patty burgers. Sonic Drive-In. Also, Snyder Iron and Metal. 5 locations to serve you in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals. Aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. We want to thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring these games. It's a privilege to see a lot of support for our Iowa Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. Bulldogs gathering together, about to shift into the bottom of the second inning after 4 runs in the first, none in the second for the Bulldogs.
Jarrett is the pitcher for Ira. He threw 9 pitches in the first inning. All of them were strikes, and nobody even got close to hitting it. Up to bat for Van Horn is Frankie Ontiveros. Pena gets signal from his brother to wind up the pitch. Low, it's going to be a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Pena gets his signal to wind up and the pitch. Swing and strike that time. Now the count's 1-1 for Jarrett. There's his wind up. Right down the barrel, gets tipped by Ontiveros. That's going to put the count at 1-2. In the bottom of the second inning, Bulldogs leading 4-0. No runners on for Van Horn. Pena gets the signal from Pena. There's the windup, the pitch. Ouch. Going to call him out on that. So, 1 out for the Bulldogs. Pena's faced 4 batters and laid them all down. Up next to bat for Van Horn is Mendez.
He's just having trouble catching up with his fastball.
If you blink, you miss it. All right, there's Jarrett with a wind-up pitch. Right down the barrel. Swing and strike. 0-1 for Mendez. And the pitch. Swing and strike. 0-2 for Mendez. Here's the wind-up and the pitch. Foul tip. So now it's still going to be 2 strikes, no runners on for Van Horn. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the second. Here's the windup, the pitch. Foul again, back behind the play. 2 strikes for Mendez. Windup and the pitch. Swing and strike 3. Pena gets him. That's 5 runners faced for Jarrett and 5 runners sat down. Next up for Van Horn is going to be Joey. All right, there's Pena with his windup and the pitch. We just a little bit outside. Ball 1. Bulldog is leading 4-0 in the bottom of the second with 2 outs. 1-0 count for Joey as Pena gets the signal. There's the windup, the pitch. Strike called on the outside edge. Now it's 1-1 for Jarrett. He's pitching a phenomenal game so far. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike 2 called. Now it's 1-2. For Joey. There's Pena barrel down just a bit outside for ball 2. 2 outs, 2-2 count. No runners on base. Bulldogs leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. Pena with the windup. There's the pitch. That had some movement on it, and that was a swing and strike. Not a chance. 6 batters faced for Jarrett. 6 batters sat down as the Bulldogs head to the top of the third inning, leading 4-0.
Well, thank Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Stormy Sellers, for supporting the Bulldogs. Call Stormy Sellers at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. Also, we want to thank Community Bank of Snyder, also a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply. Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oilfield supply needs. We stock pipe, valves, fittings, oilfield hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs. Taylor Ranch, proud supporter also of the Ira Bulldog Athletics, and wish them all the best of luck in the baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs. I also want to thank Arrowhead Ranch, as proud supporter of the Bulldogs, and they wish the Bulldogs the best of luck today and on down through the playoffs. Go Bulldogs. And again, we want to thank the Ira Booster Club for all that they do for our Ira students. They are proud supporters of all our ISD students, and we thank the Ira Booster Club.
All right, Drew Porter's going to be up for the Bulldogs. He had a single in his first at-bat. Corrales is still pitching for Van Horn. Here's the windup and the pitch. Porter hits it right to the shortstop. He's going to catch it and be out. So here in the top of the third, Bulldogs with one out. It's going to be Jaron Pena up to the plate. Jaron hit. Yeah. He's one for one so far this evening. After hitting one deep to center field in his last at-bat. Here's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Good eye by Pena. Ball. 1-0 count. One out for the Bulldogs, leading 4-0 in the top of the third. And just a little bit of a breeze from left to right, but Rocky and I can't feel it. There's the windup in the pitch. Pena with a foul ball. So now it's 1-1 for Jaron. All right. Corrales getting his signal from his catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball rolled behind the catcher. The Bulldogs have no runners on base yet, so now it's going to be 2-1 for Pena, the younger brother. Again, at Jaron's first at bat, he dinged one deep into center field and was able to score a few runs. Here's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball three. So it is 3-1 for Jaron. As Corrales with windup and the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball, it looks like, and it's going to be far beyond the Bulldog dugout. So that puts the count at full. 3-2 as the catcher goes to have a conversation with Corrales. Pena battling through this at bat. One out for the Bulldogs in the top of the third as they lead 4-0 against Van Horn in the first round of the playoffs. Here's Corrales with his windup and the pitch. Pena makes contact, hits it to the second baseman. Baseman drops it. Is still able to pick it up and get it to first and get Jaron out. So that's two outs for the Bulldogs. It's going to be Caden Castillo, the designated hitter, coming in to bat now with two outs in the top of the third inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Corrales gets his signal. Wind up the pitch. Called strike. The count's going to be 0-1 for Caden Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo puts the ball in play to the second baseman running to first, and they're going to be able to get Castillo out. So, a quick third inning for the Bulldogs offense. No runs scored. 4 in the first, a silent second, a silent third, and we'll head into the bottom of the third here momentarily.
Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors. First Baptist Church in Ira. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples, to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Bible Worship Service. We have Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids planned for June 19th through the 24th this summer. So head over to fbcira.com for more information. Go Bulldogs. Also, Kimpac. Kimpac is an oil field chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Buskin. Chempak has been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injections. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. And again, Renegade Services. Renegade Services is proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and Scurry County Youth. Renegade Services is the Case Hole Wireline Company to call for all your wireline needs. We specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, slick line services. For any additional information, contact Gary Gunzett at 325-207-0779. Sorry about that. 325-207-0779. Now back to Ben.
All right, it's going to be Jarrett still pitching for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0 against the Van Horn Eagles, I learned. There you go. It's Flores batting for Van Horn. He's lined up to bunt. Nope, now he's going to step and put it back over his shoulder. There's the windup and the pitch. A little bit low ball. So one ball. No strikes, no outs here early in the bottom of the third inning. Jarrett gets the signal, wind up the pitch, swing and strike. Now the count's 1-1. No runners on, no outs. There's Jarrett with the wind up and the pitch. Another swing and strike. They're dotting that outside corner. One ball, two strikes for Flores. Here's Jarrett with windup and the pitch. Swing and strike three. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the third. One out. And so far, Jarrett has not allowed a runner to even get in play. Here's the windup and the pitch. Right down the pipeline, strike one. 0-1, one out, Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike two. It's Hinojosa for Van Horn, who's now got two strikes against him, no balls, and one out. There's Payne with a pitch. Three pitches, three strikes, one runner down. Two outs for the Bulldogs here at the bottom of the third as they're leading the Eagles 4-0. Pena pitching a masterpiece of the game so far. All right. It's Gonzalez for Van Horn who's up to bat now. Two outs in the bottom of the third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh! Pena hits the batter, so it's going to be a free ride to first. So that's the first runner for the Eagles this evening in the bottom of the third. Trying to. Yeah, I think it is. So Gonzalez is on first now. It's going to be Corrales, who's the catcher, who's going to be up to bat for the Eagles. And for the first time this ball game, Jarrett will have to pitch with a runner on. Two outs in the bottom of the third. Bulldogs leading the Eagles 4-0. Jarrett gets the signal, checks the runner at first. There's the windup and the pitch. A little outside, it's going to be a ball. One ball, no strikes for Corrales. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Pena checking the runner at first base. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. Now the count's going to be 1-1 with two outs. Runner on first. Pena getting his signal from Jaron. Now Corrales lines up for the bunt, stands it back up. Pena throws it over to first, try to catch the runner. Not enough, he's safe. Back on the mound, getting a signal from the catcher, checking the runner at first. Corrales lines up for the bunt. Now he steps back, called strike. One ball, two strikes for Jarrett. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Runner on first for Van Horn. And he has the ball. There's the pitch. It's going to be a little bit on the outside ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the third. Runner on first is Jarrett checking. Here's the pitch. Swing and strike, three outs. There you go. Finish the third inning. One runner got on by a hit by pitch, and the rest of it has been Jarrett Pena just dominating from the mound.
Okay, we want to thank our supporters again. Doug and Susie White, lifetime Iowa residents and supporter of Iowa Bulldogs, second generation graduates with two sons and a grandson to graduate from Iowa. Black and orange run through our veins. Go Bulldogs. So, First Baptist Church in Snyder. First Baptist Church Snyder is located at 1712 27th Street in Snyder. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are available for all ages. Then join us in our worship center on Sundays at 10:15. Our praise team leads you in your worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join in via Facebook live stream. You'll be welcome with love in a relaxed environment. Be sure to stop by and visit the First Baptist Church Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more by visiting our website, First Baptist Church Snyder, or fbcsnyder.org, knowing Christ and making Him known. I thank Mark and Sheila Harless backing the Bulldogs in all they do. PTN is, again, a supporter of our Bulldog broadcast. PTN has a buffet and salad bar all day. They have a great team price, so call ahead and let them know that you're coming. Also, First Church of God in Ira. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Sonic Drive-In, half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Family night is every Tuesday from 5 to close, and you get half-price single patty burgers at Sonic Drive-In in Snyder.
All right, thank you, Rocky. Rios is going to be the batter for the Bulldogs. He's 1-1 so far, or he's 0-1 so far for the day. Bulldogs are leading 4-0 as we come to the top of the fourth inning, as they take on the Van Horn Eagles in the first round of the playoffs. Here's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. Ball one. It is a doubleheader today, so no matter what happens, we will be with you again for the second game, 30 minutes after this game finishes. Here's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. 1-1 for Rios. Bulldogs leading 4-0, top of the fourth, no runners on. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high and a ball. 2-1 for Rios. Corrales gets the ball, throws it outside and low. It's going to be ball three. So three balls, one strike for Holden. Corrales gets his signal. There's the windup, the pitch. Oof, called strike. So now it's a full count for Holden at the top of the first. He's the first batter for the Bulldogs this inning. Here's Corrales with the windup, the pitch. Rios hits it to shortstop, running down the first base line. He's going to be out. Good hit, good contact by Holden.
It's going to be Zane Allen up to bat for the Bulldogs with Lexton Hernandez on deck. 1 out. Bulldogs leading the Eagles 4-0 in the top of the fourth. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, get behind the catcher. So one ball, no strike for Allen. Here early in the fourth. Bulldogs had a hot start offensively to the game. Scored 4 runs in the first inning and haven't been able to do much since then. It's going to be ball 2 for Allen, looking for a little bit of offensive life. Again, that was a ball, so the count is 2-0 for Allen, 1 out. Allen liked the pitch, swung at it, just barely missed it. So now it's going to be 2 balls, 1 strike. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the top of the first. Corrales with the windup and the pitch in the dirt. 3 balls, 1 strike for Allen. The Bulldogs have forced Corrales to pitch a lot so far. Allen hits the ball high and far back into center field. The fielders are under there. And they're going to catch it. Maybe about 10 feet from the wall. It went real far. There's a chance they'd drop it, but they didn't. But 2 outs for the Bulldogs as Hernandez is now up to bat with Anthony Luna on deck in the top of the order. Again, there's 2 outs now for the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth, leading the Eagles 4-0. Here's Corrales with his windup and his pitch to Hernandez. Hernandez hits it right over the pitcher's head. It's going to fall fair right before the center fielder. So Hernandez is now safe at first with the top of the order coming up to bat, and that means that Anthony Luna is going to be batting. So Luna's in the box. Partain will be on deck. Hernandez is on first, and Hernandez is fast. Two out for the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth. Corrales gets it. It's going to be put in play by Luna. Fielder's choice at second, and there's 3 outs. Could be Partain batting for the Bulldogs once we get back into the fifth inning. But at the end of the top of the fourth, Bulldogs are leading the Eagles 4-0 on a beautiful, though a little bit hot day in Crane, Texas.
Okay, again, some more supporters of today's broadcast, Snyder Iron and Metal. 5 locations to serve you in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are also available. Snyder Iron and Metal. Also, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Stormy Sellers. Call Stormy at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. Stormy Sellers at Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Also, again, we want to thank Community Bank of Snyder for their support of the Ira Bulldogs baseball team and Ira Bulldogs school. Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply. Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oilfield supply needs. We stock pipe, valves, fittings, oilfield hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs. Looks like Bulldogs are ready to take the field here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
There we go. All right, batting for the Eagles is going to be Gonzalez. Jarrett Pena is still in, has yet to allow a run through 3 innings, and now we're in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Pena with a lineup and the pitch. Swinging, strike 1. Bulldogs leading the Eagles 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Looks like the wind may have picked up just a little bit, but still not blowing where Rocky and I can feel it.
There's Jarek with wind up. The pitch, ooh, just a bit outside. It's going to be called ball. So now the count is 1-1 for Gonzalez. And Jarek throws the ball outside, but he swings. So there's a strike. 1-2. Bottom of the fourth inning. The shadows are starting to creep into the field just a little bit. There's Jarek with the windup. The pitch just a little bit high. So now it's a 2-2 count for Gonzalez. There's Pena with the windup. The pitch swinging strike 3. So there you go. Pena still only will have one runner to get on base, and he was hit by a pitch. Outside of that, he's been in complete control of this game. One out in the bottom of the fourth for the Bulldogs, leading to the Eagles 4-2-0. It's going to be the pitcher Corrales up to bat for Van Horn against Pena, the pitcher for the Bulldogs. There's Jarek with a wind-up, the pitch. Swinging strike 1. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out, no runners on base. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's Pena with a windup and the pitch. It's going to be put into play. Got, oh, hit to second base. Hernandez was fielded the ball, threw it to Drew, but they're going to say that the runner was safe at first. There's the first hit for the Eagles. Now they've got a runner on first, and it's going to be Ontiveros up to bat for Van Horn. With 1 out, the Bulldogs have Jarek Pena. Pena checks the runner at first. Throws it over first. They're going to call him safe, but it was awfully close. And he continues checking the runner at first. Now he's looking to the catcher for a signal. Here's the windup, the pitch. Called strike. No balls, 1 strike for Pena. 1 out in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Eagles have 1 runner on. The Bulldogs are leading 4-0. Ontiveros is in the box to bat for Van Horn. Pena checks the runner at first. Looks like now he throws it over to first. They're going to call him safe again, but it's close. Pena's got the ball back on the mound again, looking for a signal from Jaron. Jarek's got it. Wind up the pitch. Swing and strike 1, and then Jaron throws it over to first. They're going to say safe. Runner wasn't getting back very quick. Jaron tried to catch him off guard. So now there's 2 strikes for Ontiveros. Runner on first. Bulldogs leading the Eagles 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning with 1 out. Jarek checks runner first. Throws it over to first. No, now they've got him in a pickle. Runner's trying to go to second. Porter's going to chase him down. Now Luna's got it. Luna's going to try to chase the runner down. Tricks him. Tags him. He's out. 2 outs for the Bulldogs. It looks like Jarek knew that that was going to happen, and so the Bulldogs were able to catch Gonzalez in the old classic pickle and get him out. So, now there's 2 outs for the Bulldogs. Ontiveros has 2 strikes against him, no balls. Bulldogs are leading the Eagles 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, but he swings and he's out. After the Eagles showed just a little bit of offensive life at the very beginning of that inning, the Bulldogs shut it down and squelched it, and now we're going to transfer over to the fifth.
Bulldogs need to get their bats as hot as the weather is out there. Did it going good.
Sweating like rocking in a Baptist church.
I tell you, huh? Well, make sure that you go out and support our supporters. They pay good money to bring this broadcast, and so go out and support them when you're in the area. And you need their services, stop by and tell them thank you. More support is Taylor Ranch. Taylor Ranch is proud supporter of all Iowa Bulldog athletics and wishes them the best in the coming baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs. Also, Arrowhead Ranch. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of the Bulldog athletics. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck through this season and through the playoffs. Go Bulldogs. Again, we want to thank the Ira Booster Club for all that they do for our students. They're proud supporter of all our students, no matter what area they excel in. Thank you, Ira Booster Club. First Baptist Church in Ira. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service. We have Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids planned for June 19th through 24th this summer. Head over to sbcira.com for more information. Go Bulldogs!
All right, Partain's in the batter box. You can hear the Ira dugout and the Ira fans getting a little bit into the game as the shadows kind of creep just a little bit further onto the field for the first time. Corrales is still going to be pitching for the Eagles. First pitch hits the dirt. It's going to be ball. Top of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 4-0, looking for some offensive life. Outside of the first inning, the Bulldogs really offensively have hit the ball, just hadn't been able to get on base and score. Corrales still in the game as pitcher. Partain in the box with a 1-0 count. There's the pitch. It's in play. Bounces to the shortstop. Shortstop drops the ball. He's going to zing it to first. Partain's going to be safe by a mile. His second hit of the game. And so now Jarrett Pena is going to be the batter with Partain on first and Drew Porter in on deck. No outs for the Bulldogs. Top of the fifth inning, leading 4-0. Corrales pitching to Pena. Jarrett Pena with Partain on first to distract him. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Partain's going to try to steal. Catcher throws it over. Partain beats the steal. The ball bounces into center field. Partain will stay at second. So now the Bulldogs have a runner at second. Pena is facing a 1-0 count. And the ump's going to call time to dust off home plate. So Partain was able to steal second on the pitch. And now Corrales has a runner on second. He's got Pena at the bat with an 1-0 count in the top of the fifth inning. Corrales checking on Partain on second base. There's the windup and the pitch. Pena's going to hit the ball. The shortstop's going to go under shortstop's leg out into left field. Partain's going to be safe at third. Pena's going to be safe at first. Runner with first, runners on first and third. Porter now is to bat. On deck for the Bulldogs will be Jaron Pena. All right, so Jarek's on first, and Jarek does have some speed. Top of the fifth for the Bulldogs, no outs, leading the Eagles 4-0. Runners on first and third. Corrales checking both runners. Now looking to his catcher for the signal. Still checking runners. We're just looking around. Here's the windup and the pitch. Jarek's going to try to steal. It's going to be a called strike, but they're not going to throw it to second. So now Jarek's on second. Partain is on third. Porter is at bat, and Jaron Pena is on deck. No outs in the fifth for the top of the fifth for the Bulldogs, leading the Eagles 4-0, but with two runners in scoring position. The count is one strike, no balls. Corrales checking the runners. Now he's going to throw the ball. It's going to be high in the ball. That puts it at 1-1 for Porter. All right, catcher's going to go out and talk to Corrales. And so that means Drew's going to talk to Coach Goodwin for just a second. Trying to make some fantasy baseball trades, get life figured out. All right, top of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 4-0. Two runners in scoring position, zero out. Porter's the batter, and he's with a 1-1 count. Crowell is checking on the runners. Here's the windup and the pitch. Porter hits it deep into left field. It's going to fall fair. Partain's going to score. Pena's going to score, and Drew's going to have two RBIs off of a single. Great hit by the senior. That puts the Bulldogs up 6-0 in the top of the fifth inning with Jaron Pena up to bat and Caden Castillo on deck. There's that offense we were talking about. All right, the Eagles are going to call timeout. Coach is going to go out and talk to Corrales, who has pitched a lot so far. 73 pitches for Corrales. The coach is going to talk to him, see what's going on. Again, this is a doubleheader game. It's the best of three series. And so we'll play another game 30 minutes after this game ends. And then if we need to go into tomorrow, we'll be here tomorrow as well. Bulldogs will play the winner between Baird and Gorman, who's also playing today. And let's see if I can pull up their score. Let me see. Technology has not been our friend today. Yeah, I don't have an updated score for it. But the Bulldogs will play the winner of Baird and Gorman. Coach is out. He's going to leave Corrales in the game. So it's Jaron Pena up to bat. 0-0 count. Porter's on first. No out for the Bulldogs, leading 6-0 here in the top of the fifth. There's the pitch. Outside. Ball. One ball. No strikes for Jaron Pena. I think Baird is leading Gorman 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Pena's on first. Porter's on first. They don't look anything alike. Porter's on first. It's going to be ball. Porter's going to get back to first. Two balls, no strikes. Bulldogs leading the Eagles 6-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Jaron Pena up to bat. Two balls, no strikes, no outs for the Bulldogs. Corrales checks the runner at first. Now he's going to pitch it. It's going to be outside. Three balls. No strikes for Pena here. Porter on first base. Bulldogs looking well here in the top of the fifth. There's the windup, the pitch. Ooh. Pena was running to first, but it was a called strike. So now it's going to be three balls, one strike for Pena. No outs for the Bulldogs. Runner on first. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball. Four balls for Jaron Pena. So that means he'll go to first. Porter will move to second. And Caden Castillo will come up to bat for the Bulldogs. Rios is going to be on deck. No outs. Top of the fifth. Bulldogs leading 6-0 with two runners on. All right, Castillo in the box, ready to pitch. Corrales throws it down. Castillo tries to bunt it, but it falls foul. Porter was running. Pena was running, trying to advance the runners. But instead, it's going to be no balls, one strike for Castillo. As he gets his signal from coach, getting ready to get in. All right. Castillo steps into the box. Runner on first and second, no out. Top of the fifth, 6-0. Bulldogs leading the Eagles. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo hits it. Going to get past the third base, but into left field. Coach going to send Porter home. Runners are safe at first and second. It's going to be a little bit of help. Porter scores. It's going to put the 7-0. Bulldogs leading. Both runners able to advance. So Castillo's on second. Pena's on third. Porter is in the dugout celebrating with his teammates as the Bulldogs take a 7-0 lead in the top of the fifth. Great hit by Castillo.
just rolled past the third baseman right in the gap between third and short. Unable to get there. Bulldogs are able to advance runners, and now Rios is going to be batting. Still no out for the Bulldogs. Allen's going to be on deck. Two runners in scoring position for the senior Rios. Corrales checking the runner, checking the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike. Counts 0-1. Bulldogs leading 7-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Jaron Pena on third. Caden Castillo on second. Rios pitch at bat. Here's Krause's windup. It's going to be a ball way inside. So now the count's 1-1. Trial is getting his signal from the catcher. Here's the windup, the pitch. Ball two. So now the count is 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning. The Bulldogs still have no runners out. Two runners in scoring position. They scored 3 runs here in the fifth, looking to score some more. Leading the Eagles 7-0. Here's Corrales with the windup. Throws it to third. They're going to call it a balk. Corrales was going to pitch, balked it, so that means Payne is going to get to walk in and score. Castillo is going to go to third, and that puts the Bulldogs up 8-0 now, as Van Horn is, coach is looking to talk to the umpire on that called balk, and they're going to talk about it for just a minute here. So Rios is batting. He's got a count of 2-1. Bulldogs are leading 8-0. If it stands, Pena will have scored. That puts the Bulldogs up 8-0 in the top of the fifth inning. They're going to keep it. It's hard to reverse those when you don't have replay. Yeah, it's 1A, man. They're not going to have replay on this, so. Going to keep it. Rios is batting with a 2-1 count. Castillo's on third. Pena is in the dugout celebrating with his teammates. Allen is on deck. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Here's the windup. Strike. 2-2 for Rios. Runner on third. 2-2 count. No out for the Bulldogs. Corrales with the windup. The pitch inside. That's going to be ball three. So now Rios has a full count. Still no out for the Bulldogs here, as they've scored 4 runs in the fifth. Wind up and the pitch. Oh, called strike. That was close. So that's the first out for the Bulldogs this inning. That's going to put Allen on deck. And Allen batting. Hernandez will be on deck. Castillo is on third. 1 out for the Bulldogs, leading 8-0. Here's the wind up and the pitch. Foul ball, ball. Ball one for Allen. Yeah. One ball, no strike. Swing. Allen puts it in play. Going back to left field. It's going to fall. Fair. Castillo is able to score. Allen with the single. That puts the Bulldogs up 9-0 in the top of the fifth inning with Hernandez coming up to bat. Hernandez got on first at the last at bat. Catcher's going to go and talk to Corrales here.
38 pitches for Corrales. That's got to be wearing them.
That is. And it's 1 run from the run rule, correct?
Yeah. If they get last at bat.
There we go. So, really want the Bulldogs to score here again. 1 out. Hernandez at bat. It'll be top the order on deck with Luna. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swinging strike. No balls, 1 strike for Hernandez. Allen on first, top of the fifth inning, 1 out for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be foul. Allen stays at first, so now the count is 1-1 with 1 out. Bulldogs leading 9-0, runner on first. Hernandez in the box.
Luna on deck. Corrales checks the runner. Going to throw it over to first. Allen gets back safe. So they'll toss it back to Corrales, who's still got Hernandez in the box. The 1-1 count, one out. Corrales picks on Allen at first. Now here's the windup of the pitch. Allen runs. Ball gets away from the catcher, so Allen's going to have a stand-up steal. So now Allen's on second base for the Bulldogs. The count for Hernandez is 1-2, one out. Bulldogs leading 9-0 in the top of the fifth. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Hernandez puts it in play deep into left field. The defender's going to get under it and catch it, so that'll be two outs. Allen will stay at second. So Hernandez is able to advance Allen with the fly out to left field. It's going to be Luna who now steps up to the plate with Partain on deck. Luna is 2-for-3 in this game so far, and Corrales has 92 pitches. The Bulldogs could have worked him over. Top of the fifth, leading 9-0, two outs. No balls, no strikes for Luna. Corrales will line up the pitch. Luna hits it to second. The baseman gets it, throws it to first. Not able to beat the throw, and that's going to be three outs for the Bulldogs. So 5 runs scored in the top of the fifth inning as we transition to the bottom of the fifth now. Bulldogs leading the Eagles 9-0.
Again, I want to recognize some more of our sponsors. Kimpac. Kimpac, the oil field chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Buskin. Kimpac has been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injection. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. Renegade Services. Renegade Services is proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and Scurry County Youth. Renegade Services is Case Hole Wireline Company to call for all your wireline needs. We specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, slick line services. For any additional information, contact Gary Gunzett at 325-207-0779. Also, Doug and Susie White, who are lifetime Iowa residents and supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs, second generation graduate with 2 sons and a grandson to graduate from Iowa. Black and orange run through their veins. Go Bulldogs. Bulldogs getting ready. Toss going down to second as the batter gets ready to step in the box.
Boom. Thank you, Rocky. If you don't know, Rocky's the second best looking pastor in Iowa.
How did I move from first to second?
Age. Yeah. We all know who the first best-looking pastor in Iowa is, so there's no need to say it.
I'm not.
Congrats, Susan. All right, Jarek on the mound for the Bulldogs. He's only allowed 1 runner to even get on base so far. Here's the windup and the pitch. What a curve. Strike for Pena, 0-1. Pena's pitched 47 pitches compared to Corrales. He's pitched 92. That's how effective and efficient he has been through 4 innings so far. Here's a windup in the pitch. Swinging strike. No balls, 2 strikes for Pena. As he's facing Mendez. Bulldogs leading 9-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike 3. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, 1 batter down. That's the math we like. 1 out for the Eagles. Joey's up to bat for Van Horn. Bulldogs leading 9-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the windup and the pitch from Jarek. They're going to call it a ball. 1-0 for Joey. 1 out. Bulldogs leading 9-0. Jarek with the windup and the pitch. They're going to call it a ball, too. It was low in the dirt. So now it's a 2-0 count.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike for Pena. Two balls, one strike, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 9-0 in Crane, Texas. Here's the windup, the pitch. Called strike two, so now it's 2-2 with one out. It looks like the wind has shifted just a little bit. The flag is blowing away from us. Still not into the press box, but now maybe a little bit of an advantage for the batter. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike three for Pena. He is just doing phenomenal so far. He's had one run that has got on base. 54 pitches in 4.2 innings. And the one runner that got on base was because he got hit. So they, the Eagles, have struggled to figure out Pena as he comes up facing Flores. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike one. Pena getting his signal from his younger brother, Jaron. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike two. No balls. Two strikes, two outs for the Eagles. Bulldogs leading 9-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike three for Pena. Three pitches, three strikes, one batter down. He's done that an awful lot tonight as we transition over to the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 9-0.
Hey, again, some of our sponsors, First Baptist Church in Snyder, located at 1712 27th Street. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are available for all ages. Then join us in our worship center on Sundays at 10:15. Our praise team leads in the worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join via Facebook live stream. You will be welcomed with love in a relaxed environment. Be sure to stop by and visit the FBC Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more by visiting our website, fbcsnyder.org, knowing Christ and making Him known. So, again, thanks to Mark and Sheila Harless for backing the Bulldogs in all that they do. Proud supporters.
94.
And PCN is Snyder. PCN has a buffet and salad bar all day. They have a great team price. So call ahead and let them know you're coming. PCN. So First Church of God, our Church of God, is a proud supporter of our Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Our Church of God. Bulldogs fixing to come to bat with Brighton Partain stepping into the box.
All right. Son of an accountant, Brighton Partain lines up in the batter's box. That's going to put Jarek Pena on deck. Top of the sixth, Bulldogs leading 9-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be ball one. And if hit into the territory, if we can end an inning with the Bulldogs leading by 10 runs, the game will get called or we'll go into seven. Here's a windup and the pitch. Ball two. So Partain now has a 2-0 count. Top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 9-0. Here's Corrales with a windup and the pitch. Partain hits it. It's going to roll in the gap between shortstop and third. Partain's going to get to first base. Rounds around it. He's going to decide to stay at first. If I remember right, this is what happened last inning. Partain's two for four today. It's going to set up Jarek Pena to come to bat. So Partain's on first. Pena's in the box. On deck is going to be Drew Porter. Bulldogs leading 9-0 in the top of the sixth inning. All right, Corrales checking with the catcher. Checks on Partain at first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Partain trying to steal. Catcher's going to throw it to second. Partain slides in safe. Just sitting on the base, hanging out. I
just to sit there. We've got all day. So Eagles get the ball back to Corrales. Partain safe at second. Jerick is facing a count of 1-0. One ball, no strikes, with no outs in the top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 9-0. Corrales checks on Partain at second now. Throws it. Pena hits the ball. It is high. It is far to left field. The fielder backs up. Partain's going to take off from second and try to score from third. He's going to hit third safe. So Pena able to bat Partain from first to third through that at-bat, and that's going to put Drew Porter in the box with Jaron Pena on deck. Drew's the one who had a big hit to kind of open up things in the fifth inning to help the Bulldogs score five runs there. Let's see if he can draw that magic up again. Partain on third. Porter in the box. One out for the Bulldogs, leading the Eagles 9-0 in the top of the sixth. The windup, the pitch. Porter hits the ball high up in the air. Eagles trying to catch it. They do. The catch, I don't know if it was right on the line. It might have hit foul. It might have hit fair. But now there's two outs for the Bulldogs with Jaron Pena up to bat. Caden Castillo on deck. Bulldogs leading 9-0 in the top of the sixth. Jaron calls time, kind of gets set. All right, steps back into the box. Corrales checking on Partain at third. Now here's the pitch. It's going to hit the dirt. Ball one. A 1-0 count with two outs for Jaron Pena. Again, runner on third. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Pena hits the ball high and short. The second baseman is under it. He drops the ball. Partain's going to be able to score. So now it's 10-0. Jaron is safe at first. So just an error by the Eagles with the second baseman dropping the ball. It was a high top fly. Pena wasn't happy with the hit. And subbing in to run for Pena is going to be, got to look at the numbers, Jarrett Cabrera. So now Cabrera is on first to run for Jaron Pena. Caden Castillo is going to be at bat. And on deck is going to be Holden Rios. Bulldogs have two outs. The top of the sixth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to hit in the dirt. Is it 9-0 or is it 10-0? 10-0. Yeah. There we go. Bulldogs leading 10-0. Castillo with a 1-0 count with two outs. Put a runner on first. Cabrera taking off to steal. Second baseman throws it. Cabrera will be saved. Jumps up. He's going to try to steal third now. Going to have to hit the ground. They make an error. Cabrera throw it over the third baseman's head. They would have had him out, but it went over his head. And so now Cabrera was on first base to start that at-bat, and now he's on third base. Castillo's facing a 1-1 count with two outs. Bulldogs leading 10-0 now in the top of the sixth inning. Corrales looks to the catcher to get his pitch. Here's the windup. The pitch. Castillo hits it in the gap between shortstop and third. Cabrera's going to have a stand-up run scored. Castillo's now at first. That puts him for 2-3 on the day with a senior holding Rios up. Bulldogs now leading 11-0 in the top of the sixth inning with two outs. Rios is in the box. Allen is on deck. Castillo is on first. His pitch count. All right, Rios.
All right, Rios is at bat. Castillo's at first. Allen's on deck. Corrales with the pitch. Rios hits it foul over the Bulldog dugout. So it's going to be an 0-1 count for Rios now with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 11-0. Corrales with a windup and a pitch. Holden's going to be able to hit it in between first and second base. That's going to send Castillo to third. He slides, but didn't throw. So Rios with the single pushes Castillo to third. So now runners are at first and third for the Bulldogs. Allen's going to be up to bat, and it's going to be Hernandez on deck. All right, the ump is dusting off the plate. Two outs for the Bulldogs, leading 11-0 in the top of the sixth. Allen's at bat. Rios is on first. Castillo is on third. Corrales is still the pitcher for the Eagles, although he's getting close to his limit. Here's the windup and the pitch. Allen hits it to second baseman who fumbles the ball, but he's going to throw it to first and be able to get him. And that'll be out number three as we shift to the bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs are leading 11-0.
Okay, again, some proud supporters of our Bulldogs. Baseball, Sonic Drive-In. Half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Family night every Tuesday from 5 to close and half-price single patty burgers. Sonic Drive-In in Snyder. So, Snyder Iron and Metal. 5 locations to serve you in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. That's Snyder Iron and Metal. Thank you for your support. Also, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance and Stormy Sellers. Call Stormy at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. That's Texas Farm Bureau, Stormy Sellers. Community Bank of Snyder, we thank you for your support of Ira Bulldog Athletics and the Bulldog Baseball Team. Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply. Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oilfield supply needs. We stock pipe, valves, fittings, oilfield hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs.
All right, Bulldogs leading 11-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Jared has a no-hitter going so far, so three more outs, and the Bulldogs will wrap game one up. And batting for the Eagles is going to be Hinojosa. All right, Jarrett gets the signal, the windup, the pitch. Swinging strike one. I love it when he pitches and his hat falls off. And it happens quite a bit with Jarrett, but it's, you know, until he throws it as hard as he can because his hat comes off. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike two. Two pitches, two strikes. Now Hinojosa is faced with an 0-2 count. Bulldogs leading 11-0 on the top of the sixth. Payne with a windup and a pitch just a bit high. It's going to be a called ball. So now it's one ball, two strikes in the top of the sixth inning for the Bulldogs. Jarrett gets the signal from Jaron. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul. Just hit back by the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be an 0-2 count for Hinojosa. No runners on, no outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Pena with a windup and the pitch. Swinging strike three. One down.
There's no way they can catch up with that ball.
No, it's just the breeze is nice from the bat, but that's about it. It'll be Gonzalez who's going to bat for the Eagles. The Eagles coach is going to talk to the umpire. Maybe they're making a substitution here. I can't tell the batter's number. I think they are. It's number two, isn't it? 25. Another Hinojosa. Okay. So now Pena is facing Hinojosa. Here's the windup. Swinging strike. It was on the inside, but he swung. So now it's no balls, one strike. Bottom of the sixth. Bulldogs leading 11-0. Pena pitching a perfect and no hitter so far. Called strike two. 0-2 count. One out. Pena with a windup and the pitch. Ooh, I guess it's just a bit high. Now it's going to be one ball, two strikes. One out for Jerick. Bulldogs leading 11-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the windup. Ball in the dirt. Gets past Jaron, but there's no runners on. So now it's a 2-2 count.
He tried to overthrow that ball. Tried to throw it extra hard.
Yeah, he's ready to be done with this game. He wants to keep that no-hitter intact, and so I don't blame him. But now he's got a 2-2 count with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh, they're going to call it a ball. It was close. Full count now for Hinojosa, the batter. Jerick winds up pitch just a bit outside, and he's going to walk. So that's the second person on base that the Eagles have had this game. The first one was hit, and the second one just got walked there. One out for the Eagles. Bulldogs leading 11-0 at the bottom of the sixth. As Corrales, the catcher, is up to bat. Jerick checks the runner on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Right down the pipe, strike one. 0-1 count. Pena gets the signal from his brother. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul by Hinojosa. Foul by Corrales. That's going to put the count 0-2 now. One out for the Eagles. They do have a runner on first. But the Bulldogs are leading 11-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jerick checks the runner on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a little bit high. It's going to be called a ball. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here's Jerick with the windup and the pitch. Right down. Goodness, that had some movement on it. Jerick had to tell the batter, that's three, brother. You gotta go. So there's two outs for the Eagles. Runner on first. And it'll be Gonzalez, the shortstop, who's up to bat. Again, Jerick is pitching a no-hitter so far. And the only two guys that have been on base, one's been a walk and one's been hit by a pitch, so he's really pitched a phenomenal game as the Bulldogs lead 11-0. Here's the pitch. Strike one, and the hat fell off. That's my favorite. 0-1 count for Gonzalez. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth, Bulldogs leading 11-0. Wind up the pitch. Strike two. One strike away from a no-hitter for Jerick Pena. Runner on first. Don't even worry about him. Just pitch it down the pipe. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a little bit outside. Runner takes off. Jerick throws it to second, and he's going to be out by a mile. That's going to be game for the Bulldogs as they're going to take game one of the series. 11-0. He's a little bit outside. The runner on first took off going to second, and Jaron was able to throw the ball to Anthony Loon at the second baseman, and they were going to tag him out really quickly. So here's what we'll do. We have a double header today, so the Bulldogs take a 1-0 lead. If they win the next game, they'll move on to the next round of the playoffs to play the winner of Baird and Gorman. The game will start in about 30 minutes, and so Rocky and I had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the game. We'll hang up. You'll probably hear some poorly picked music. If it was my choice, it'd be Roger Miller. If it was your choice, Rocky, it would be...
I like Roger.
We're going to go with Roger Miller, but it's not our choice. So we'll be back with you here, in 20, 25 minutes, whenever the game picks back up for the second game in the doubleheader of the Bulldogs playing the... All right, should be live here for game 2 of the Iowa Bulldogs. Take